closer because they're.
Okay.
So, entering probably the Gemara and the Sugya is going to take us to the end of the summer because it's going to get chopped up with trips and color war and other things that are happening in camp. But there's a lot to talk about Mitzvah Shrivas Kavana and then Baal Tosif a little later in the Gemara. So the Gemara starts over here with talking about a case where you're forced into eating matzah. Right? Kvo v'lacha matzah, and the Gemara is kvo shade, kvo. Then eventually the Gemara says not shade, not that you were possessed in some way. Then it's interesting. We also had a discussion exactly how crazy do you have to be? Like, what this guy who's possessed, is he completely a shote, or is he only sometimes a shote? We're not getting into those halakos right now, but that's not what the Gemara says. Ultimately, the Gemara says it's a case where it's kvo parsiim, some bandits got him and forced him to eat matzah. That's what the Gemara says. And go to the Shach Batayah for a second. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Zos Amaris Rava says, so you should say, once it's a case that you're Yotze, when you're forced into eating matzah, so Zos Amaris Apakei L'Shir Yotze. So too, if you blow a shofar, and because you want to play an instrument, you want to play the trumpet, so you should be Yotze.
But isn't he put he's
putter, but he ate matzah. Lamaise ate matzah.
But he was forced.
He was forced, but he ate it. I mean, you're forced to do an Avera. You're asking, if you're forced to do an Avera, you're putter. Onus Rachman Patra, you're putter, you're forced. Like, you're not doing an Avera, you're doing a mitzvah now. So were you to the mitzvah? So the Gemara says you are. And the Gemara says, so too, if you blow the shofar, why are you blowing the shofar? Because you want to play an instrument, not because you want them to do the mitzvah. You're not tzaddik, you're playing a song. Did you get the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, yes. So the Gemara asks, well, pshita, obviously, it's the same thing, right? Anytime you do a mitzvah, it doesn't matter whether you have it in mind or not. You yotze. And the Gemara says, hainuhach, it's the same thing. Mao detema, hasa machol, matzah amarachmana. I might have said, no. The mitzvah in the Torah is to eat matzah. The ha'acha matzah, and you eat matzah. Aval ha'acha zichron trua ksiv. Here it says, you have to remember the trua, the shofar, you have to have all these thoughts, and you're obviously not having any of those thoughts, right? Like the Rambam tells us, the whole point of the shofar is to remember to do tshuva. You're not doing any of that. The high misasik ba'amahu, and it's like you're just playing around, you're not paying attention to what you're doing, and you just blow the shofar. Kamash malah, no. That here too, you're yotze, and the Gemara says, "Amak savarava mitzvos ain't shrikos kavana." You see from here that to do a mitzvah, you don't have to have kavana. Okay, the rest of the Gemara is the background, and the back and forth, and the different opinions. Yeah, you guys okay? Should we ask them to quiet down? Okay, the rest of the Gemara is back and forth, different opinions, and that we'll get to in the coming days. But for now, I just want to discuss the beginning of this Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that the Gemara contrasts and talks about misasik. Just one quick ha'ara about that. If you saw the Tosos, misasik generally means that the classic misasik is where you have no idea what you're doing. So let's say you see something that falls on the floor on Shabbos. Let's say you see a water bottle falls on the floor. And you go down to pick up a water bottle, and you don't realize that water bottle is attached to a blade of grass. And you pick up a piece of grass also. So that's misasik. You plucked the grass on Shabbos without having any idea that's what you're doing. You're doing something else. You were picking up water and you ended up pulling out grass. That's misasik. So by shofar, misasik is when... So the question is, the Gemara said, the Rashi says, the top line, Kamash Bel on the top Rashi, Da'afa gav de misasik hu yotza. Even though you're misasik, you're yotze. The mitzvah ain't shukas kavana. The problem is that Tosos quotes the Mishnah later on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. You don't have to turn; it's just one line. The Mishnah says, "Misasik lo yatza." Just three words. It says, "Misasik lo yatza." So here we're saying "Misasik yatza," and the Mishnah says, "Misasik lo yatza." Oh, so in one of the Achronim that I like, Birchas Avram, he points out a important distinction, which is the segue into what we really are going to talk about, and that is the following. There are two levels of misasik and two types of misasik. The first Misasik example I gave with the blade of grass, what does Misasik mean? Misasik means you're not aware of what you're doing. That's one type of Misasik. Another example, a common example, right? You walk into a room on Shabbos and your shoulder bumps into the light switch. You turn on the light. You are not aware of what you're doing. You think you're walking into a room. You don't realize that you're walking too close to the door, to the light switch, and you turn on the light. Misasik means you have no kavana for the maisa, for the action that you're doing. That's general misasik. If you would blow some air, and then there happens to be a shofar nearby, and it makes a sound of the shofar, that's misasik. You have no idea that you're blowing a shofar. It happens, so it just happens by chance. That's misasik, we're lo yatsa. Our sugya of mitzvah shiras kavana is where you're misasik vis-a-vis the mitzvah. In other words, you have no idea that you're doing a mitzvah. You know you're blowing the shofar. You don't know that it's a mitzvah. You think you are blowing the shofar to play a trumpet. You're not aware that you're potentially fulfilling a mitzvah. So that's the question. Do you need kavana for that or not need kavana? But that's the question, is kavana for the mitzvah.
Kavana for the action. He did something, whatever he did. But if he did something to put on a light switch, then he didn't know.
Exactly.
He didn't know anything.
Exactly. So when you don't know anything, that's for sure nothing. For sure nothing. And if it happened with the shofar that way, it's for sure nothing. But the question is here, when you know what you're doing, you just don't know why you're doing it. You don't know, you're not aware that it's a mitzvah. That's our sugya, mitzvah shrivas kavana. That's the question. And just to highlight, it's very important to note, the Mishnah Berurah notes us, and I've heard Rosh Weiss emphasize this many times about the sugya mitzvah shrivas kavana. Too bad we don't have Jonah here, because Jonah would appreciate this. But the Hasidim, so they had like sheinichud and kavanas and all kinds of milas of how you do mitzvahs. That's not what we're talking about. Everyone agrees that l'chatchila you should do mitzvahs with lots of kavana. And you should think about Hashem when you do mitzvahs and why you're doing mitzvahs. That's not what we're talking about. Everyone agrees that that's best, and everyone agrees that's not required. Everyone agrees you're yotzei mitzvah. You don't know, right? Let's say you go into Pesach, you haven't learned much about matzah. You don't know what the kavanas of matzah are. But l'maisa, you're eating the matzah. Everyone agrees you're yotzei mitzvah. There's no question that's being yotzei mitzvah. The shail of our Gemara is when you do a mitzvah without being aware that it's a mitzvah. Right? These are the cases here. You are being forced into eating matzah. Well, let's leave aside that example for a second. We're going to get back to being forced to eating matzah. You're blowing a shofar, you're blowing a trumpet. You're not aware that it's a mitzvah. You're not aware what you're doing, that you're doing a mitzvah. Okay, did that count or not? That's the question. Do you need awareness of the mitzvah or not? Kavanas, that's a whole other sugya, and that's not our sugya. It's for this reason, too, Rav Asher Weiss noted this following example. Let's say we're going to be machmir the mitzvah shiras kavana. We're going to get to the halacha maisa later on. But let's say you hold mitzvah shiras kavana, which is probably how we do hold. But so let's say you're in shul, and on sukkahs, so either go out to the sukkah to do the lulav or the lulav right before halal, different things. And let's say you space out. You're not paying attention when you take the lulav, and mitzvah shiras kavana. And if you don't have kavana, it's no good. So is that, I wasn't paying attention, I spaced out when I took the lulav, I didn't think about what I was doing. So Rosh Hashanah said, no, that is mitzvah shiras kavana. Because if I'd ask you why you're shaking the lulav right now, what would you say? Because it's sukkahs and I'm doing the mitzvah. Everyone knows why they're doing it. It could be in that moment they didn't think of it, but it's not that you need to be thinking. Of course, l'chatchila, you should be thinking in the kavanas, like I said before, but it's that you have to know, be aware of what you're doing.
But that's a mitzvah. You don't think. You know it as a matter of fact, that's what you do, even if you don't think about it.
Exactly. So that's why most of the time it works. It's the cases like this, our case, where you're blowing the shofar just for an instrument, or let's say blowing the shofar to practice. That might be another example where you're not, you are not doing it for mitzvah, you're doing it to practice. You think, no, I don't want to do the mitzvah now, I'm not doing the mitzvah now, I'm just practicing. So that might be a case. Or blowing, like we said, for instruments. That's the issue. That's the sugya. Do you need kavana to consider a maisa mitzvah into a maisa mitzvah? That seems to be the root of the issue. You're forced into eating matzah, so do you need to know, do you have kavana for matzah to call this eating the mitzvah of eating matzah? Or no? At the end of the day, you ate matzah, and that's it. Yet matzah is here yotzei. That is the shaila that we have to discuss.
So you have to do it over again. You don't have to do it over again.
If mitzvah srichos kavana, you have to do it over again. Then you're lo yotzei. Right now, we're assuming at this stage in the Gemara, we're assuming you're yotzei. You don't have to do it over. But we're going to see that it could be there's a machlokas about this, and Tosos notes that there's a machlokas in Pesachim about this. If you eat maror, let's say you eat the Gemara in Pesachim, is talking about you eat maror, let's say, the old days, now we have so many things. But there was once upon a time they had very few vegetables. Right? When you were a kid in Europe, not so many vegetables. So let's say you didn't have anything for karpas. You only had maror. You got maror. You found a way to get maror. You only had maror. You have nothing else for karpas. So what's the halacha if you take maror at the beginning for karpas? Are you yotzei already maror? You're doing karpas. You're not doing maror. So that's the machlokas in the Gemara Pesachim. That is a machlokas tanoim. So it is a machlokas where the mitzvah strikos kavana. So the question is, what's this case where you're forced into eating? You're forced into eating matzah. So if you look at Rashi, or Asiya, what's the case? What's the guy thinking as he's being forced to eat matzah? He's not having matzah. He's not thinking anything. That's Rashi seems to say. Shekvo parsiyim on chav chesam amir aleph, 10 lines on the bottom. The Abba gav shalom niskavin la'atzeh yidei chobas matzah. Bilel rishon shal Pesach. He didn't have in mind to do his mitzah. Yetzah. That's okay. He didn't have in mind. That's how Rashi says it. Ask the Ritva. Says the Ritva, let's break this down further. What is the guy thinking as it's the night of Pesach and the goyim comes, puts a gun to his head, eat matzah, and it's the night of Pesach. What's he really thinking? He doesn't know that it's Pesach. So says the Ritva, I put on the sheet, I don't know if you got to it. Says the Ritva, the case is, V'achal matzah al karcho shelo l'shem matzah mitzvah klal. You ate it against, you don't want to do it. Right? Kamash b'lan mitzvah zayin tshukos kavana lo tzitzit yeved. You don't need kavana. Afilu omid v'tzaveach nami eno rotze lo tzitzit. Eini rotze lo tzitzit v'dachol shum mitzvah yotza. Even he's got a gun to his head, he's saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do the mitzvah matzah. I don't want to be yotze this way. Still, that's what the Gemara is saying. You're yotzei. You're yotzei. It's because you don't need kavana. You ate matzah.
You get rotzah.
What? Okay. So yeah. So that's one of the achronim says that that's different. That's where basin's for you. Okay. So you don't want. Yes.
Didn't the Tosus
and Sukkah say that? Oh, you saw it or you just remember it? Okay. So Tosus. So that. So this is a machlokas because Tosus and Sukkah is the famous question. The famous question is when you take the lulav, right? And in general, when you do a mitzvah, the bracha has to be when? Bracha always has to be over las yasim, before you do the mitzvah. That's when the bracha has to be taken. The bracha has to be made. So the Tosa has a famous question. When can you make the bracha for da'al minim? Because the moment you pick them up, you're yotze. Right when you pick your yotze. So then you pick it up, and they make the bracha. It's too late to make the bracha. And if you're going to make the bracha before you pick it up, it's too early. Right, so tzitzit, that's why the halach is.
That's why
Shem Yichud. Shem Yichud, okay. So the tzitz is exactly what you're saying, Donnie, with the tzitz, because if you can't make the bracha before you hold it in your hand. You have to hold it in your hand. So there it works. You hold it in your hand, and then you hold it up ready to put it on, and then you put it on and then make the bracha and put it on. But you can't make the bracha before you pick it up. It's over the over. It's too far in advance. And you shouldn't make the bracha. Tzitzis might be different. You can make bracha after, but usually you shouldn't make bracha after you put it on. So what do you do? So Tosa's different suggestions. What do most people do? But that's esrog upside down. That's the minug, is to have the esrog. You don't do that? Okay. The minug is to have the esrog upside down, because Tosos goes on to say that you have to hold it in the way in which it grows, so it grows the right, the pitum up. So when you hold the pitum upside down, you're not really being yotze to the mitzvah. Then you flip it around, so you make a bracha, then flip it around, it's over las yasa. That would also work, but it's easier, you know, the hadassim might fall out, the lulim might fall out, it's easier. The esrog is easier. You can do that too. So, but Tosos has another suggestion. What's Tosos' other suggestion?
Have in mind to not be yotze.
Right, Tosos says, what if you have in mind when you pick it up, I'm not yotze. and then you make the bracha, and now you have a mind. Okay, I am yotze. So Rabbi is saying it's too late. What do you mean? Mitzvah ain't tzidkas kavana. You're yotze. So what seems to come out is that how is Tosfos learning? Tosfos is learning that if you have kavana not to be yotze, that works. Our Gemara is when you tokei l'shir, you blow the shofar. You don't know. You're not thinking, like we said, where you're not thinking about the mitzvah. That's when you yotze. But if you have kavana, I don't want this to count. And it works. That's also.
That really is when you put on the right of the Kubu Chavis, left center. You have it in mind or you don't have it in mind. But you don't have to have it in mind.
Correct. So you don't have that there, you're not having negative Kavanah. But here, what we've got negative Kavanah. That's Tosas. The Ritzvah learns in the Gemara's case that you're having negative Kavanah. But Tosos is saying that as long as you don't have Kavanah, if you have negative Kavanah, then everyone agrees you're not yotze. Question is, how does that work? I mean, going back to how we define it, what?
Ritva says you are yotze.
Even if you have negative karma, right. Now, the Ritva makes sense, really. Why does the Ritva make sense?
I would say that Tosfos three doesn't work. You should know where it's. Ritva has to add things.
The Ritva has to add, but let me ask you a question. What's the issue, yeah?
They would have just said, like, we're not going stomp.
So you're saying it's a raya for the Ritva? Because that, yeah, I think. I think somebody says that, but that's a proof that if you could just say the easier case where you have no kavanah. So the ritva sounds like you're forced into it, you really don't want to be yotze. But nisvara, though, the ritva makes sense. Why? Because what do we say the issue is? The issue seems to be, is the definition of a mitzvah, does something being a mitzvah require kavana for a mitzvah? Or, by definition, whenever you do the action, it's a mitzvah. So if we're saying mitzvah is integral kavana, and that means, by definition, when I do the action of a mitzvah, that counts as a mitzvah, how can my negative kavana undo that? At the end of the day, I'm eating matzah. So I don't want, who cares? I ate matzah. So I did the mitzvah. You hear that, Matthew? So what's up, pshat in Tosfos? So I heard from Rav Asher Weiss a very sharp point. He gave the following mashal. He said the following. Let's say there's another area of halacha of kinyanim. When you make a kinyan. Now a kinyan has two parts to your intent of the kinyan. Number one, you have to intend to do an action. So for example, let's say I wanted to acquire this bottle of water. I would have to do a kinyan hagba. And I would have to intend to do an action of hagba. Part two, I also have to intend to be kone, to acquire it. It's very nice that I'm doing this action, but if I don't have in mind that I want it to be mine, then the kinyan doesn't work. Says Rav Asher Weiss, there are two steps to a mitzvah as well. I eat matzah, so I have to have in mind, number one, one kavana is that this is a mitzvah, that I'm doing the action of eating matzah. Number two, that I'm yotze the mitzvah. There's doing the action of a mitzvah, and number two, am I yotze the mitzvah. V'man dabar mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you need kavana to make it an action and to be yotze. V'man dabar mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, you don't need kavana to make it an action, nor to be yotze. You're yotze automatically. However, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, it's that second level that negative kavana can undo. Negative kavana can't change the action, like we just said before. The action is, I ate matzah. I can't undo that action. I can't say, I don't want this to be eating matzah. I ate matzah. It is what it is. However, the second step, am I yotze? So there, even though stam, we would say you're yotze, with negative kavana, you can say, yes, I ate matzah, but I'm not yotze. I don't want this to count. I don't want to be yotze my mitzvah of matzah. And that's how negative kavanah works. That's the pshat in Tosfos, and that would how we fit into the Gemara. Then in this case, it's true. You have no intent, but in a case, the Gemara could be talking about a case where you're not thinking, like we said before, you're not thinking about the mitzvah. You're not thinking about it. So there we say, okay, you're not thinking. Stam, we assume it counts the mitzvah in your yotze. But if you would actually say, I don't want to be yotze, then it would not be yotze. And that's the lashon of Tosfos in Sukkah. Let me have a Gemara Sukkah. the Lashon of Tosfos in Sukkah, the Lashon always points out, says here, Mikol Makom, he says, even though mitzvahs ain't on Shichas Kavanah, according to that man Amar, Mikol Makom be'al karcho lo nafik. You can't be yotzei be'al karcho. So that second half of being yotzei in the mitzvah, that can't happen if you don't want that to happen. You can stop that from happening, and that would explain this idea, that breakdown. We don't have time right now. We have to stop. If you look at the Turi Evans question, I just want to make one more point before we. You look at the Turi Evans question. If you have extra time, you can look at that and think about it. And Rav Asher Weiss's answer this question is a geshmaka answer. But if you take a look over Shabbos, so we can discuss. But just one note: halach l'maaseh, this we paskin like Tosos. That negative kavanah does work because the Shulchan Aruch writes a few places. But let's just give one example in Siman Hilchos Pesach and Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer over here on the Mar Mekomos. So good. That's the Achronim discussed that. We'll leave that aside for a second. But the fact that negative kavanah does work, Lamad Damar saying Shulchan Kavanah. Okay, so then that is quoted Shulchan Aruch because the Shulchan Aruch writes. Let's say you're in shul and they daven Mariv early. Sfiras HaOmer you have to do at night. So let's say they're davening early. So, okay, in shul they have a heter. Moni mahim below bracha. He says you should count without a bracha. V'miyuzko b'layla yivarech v'yizkor. Okay, you should do it again later. Fine. Says the Rama, v'afilu ana amin al birchas akoho. You answered amin to their bracha. Im haya daito shelo lotzeis. If your kavana was not to be yotzei, yachzer v'yivarech v'yizkor b'layla. You can count again.
What difference does it make? It's not night yet.
You know, so some say that you can be yotzei being a shmashos. So it's not lechatchila, so you should wait to do it lechatchila time. And likewise, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, you know, let's say birchas hashachar. So the Chazan says, "Shar nosan sechvi shalosan igoy." You don't want to be yotzei with the Chazan. You want to say it yourself. So the halacha is there too. The Shulchan Aruch writes, since you have in mind not to be yotzei, you weren't yotzei, and you can make the bracha yourself. Another example is you can say amen as because you have kavanah not to be yotzei. But you're having in mind not to be yotzei. You're saying amen. No, amen is just an affirmation of what's being said.
Yeah, but then you are yotzei.
No, it could be I'm affirming that it's true. Hashem is true, and what you're saying is true. I don't want to be yotzei my mitzvah to do it though. Likewise, let's say in shul, many shuls do have dala. Rabbi Willi just spoke about this Wednesday night. They do have dala in shul. Someone says dala in shul. You're going to say dala at home for your family, or you're going to be yotzei with your family. Okay, it's the same idea. The Rabbi Yonah, I think, quotes this. You have kavanah in shul not to be yotzei havdalah, and you know that you know you're going to be yotzei later. So kavanah to not to be yotzei, it does work. We'll see when it's necessary, how we paskin moving forward. But that is the issue of negative kavanah over here, which is how to read the first line of our Gemara. How do you understand this case? How do you break down exactly what the issue is with kavanah, and then how do we paskin the mitzvah? We do paskin the negative kavanah works. Okay.
I'm trying to do it.